Hurricane Camille came to sweep everyone. Episode 21, season finale. We're Housewives of Beverly Hills. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Feral. Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
Season finale! The season is over! Bam, 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 bam!
Pew, pew, pew!
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real Housewives. There you go.
Yay!
Thank you. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I almost said Orange County. I think
I'm not excited.
No? No?
No
not
way.
Yet?
We're BH, girl.
Okay, we are BH. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always. I am joined by the lovely co-host, starting with Miss Cynthia Nicole.
Well, tonight, I'm Princess Jasmine.
Yes, girl. She came to slay with the pony.
Just kidding. Yeah, I'm Cynthia Nicole. I'm humanitarian.
My name is Amanda Terry. I'm a celebrity makeup artist and hairstylist.
I love this applause. Hey, guys, yes. I'm Maite Carrillo. Thank you. Thank you.
Take your bow.
Thomas couldn't be with us tonight, but he will definitely be here next week to chat all about the reunion, which is next week. And that's pretty exciting because we've been waiting for that. When I said episode 21, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe the season has been 21 episodes of... What was it, like 18 episodes of Puppygate, and then Hurricane Camille for the last episode? It was just, it
was a
lot. She's
trying to take over, girl.
Overall thoughts on tonight's episode, what can you guys tell me?
Camille, man, girl, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
She's doing too much. That's my take.
And, of course, Teddy doing the same thing. No accountability. Hasn't changed. And I was hoping maybe she could evolve throughout this whole season. But I have to say, Camille was on another level, and she brought the heat.
Yeah, I think.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Camille definitely did bring the heat, like you said. And she definitely did bring the drama, which was what was missing. This episode had me at kind of like the edge of my seat, like, okay, who's going to talk to Camille next? What's going to happen? What is she going to say? Who's going to come in and interrupt and do something or say something out of line? Yeah. But we'll definitely get into that whole portion. Before we do, let's talk about this whole situation between PK and Dorit. They start talking about the whole conversation that Dorit had with Camille and, you know, that whole dinner before last week's episode. So the bankruptcy was brought up, but I don't think Camille was talking about the bankruptcy at all. I think she was talking about all of the allegations and everything, the money that he owns now, present time, to everyone. And Dorit said as well that Beverly Beach, the lawsuit, has taken a hit on her business. Do we think that this is going to continue to take a hit on her, all these lawsuits and everything that she has going on?
I mean, she's married to PK, and marriage, everything's kind of cohesively together. Mm-hmm. So I feel like no matter what happened, PK should have been honest and let her know. Because, like, in regards to credit and things like that, if you're a team and you're trying to do things financially, it's very important to know somebody's past history. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and... I think that once you become more and more famous, lawsuits come in.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
It just happens that way. But I think that it was nice to see Dorit and PK talk about it, you know, after what happened.
Mm-hmm. You mean for the final episode?
Yeah.
Like, finally someone said something about what's been going on between them.
What everybody's been wanting to talk about.
But I feel like that was the first time I saw honest, her, like, mask came off, and you really saw who she was with her husband, and you saw him. Like, he was just like, well, this is what 10 years ago, you know, but they were actually being honest about it.
Yeah.
I wish it would have came in the beginning, but
yeah, I think that they both got involved. I think with the whole show and everything, she had this expectation of who she needed to be, and that takes money. She had to hire a hairstylist. She had to hire a makeup artist. And that's costly for every event. If you do notice, every single episode, her hair is so perfectly done.
Yeah.
Her makeup is done. I mean, she looks flawless, but is it really worth it to keep up with society as opposed to living within your means?
I mean, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that you need to live within your means because it's going to backfire.
Yeah,
but then it wouldn't be Beverly Hills.
But then you just shouldn't be on the show.
Like, I'm not trying to be mean. It's not like all about money. It's just Beverly. I'm trying to get my phone not to lock, kids. I'm not just on it. It's about being bougie.
Yeah,
Beverly Hills is bougie, girl.
Bad and bougie.
Oh my gosh.
So if you can't afford it, don't fake it. Everybody's like, oh, fake it till you make it. No, yeah, no. Like, work till you make it.
Yeah, because that fakeness will come out later.
Yeah. And then exactly. You're going to look worse. You're going to end up looking worse. It's going to, mm-hmm. It's just going to be worse.
It's like you're digging yourself into a hole and then you find yourself at the bottom of the hole and everybody else up top is succeeding and doing their own stuff because they're being responsible with their money.
Right.
She's just not there. And you can kind of tell a little bit how she gets bothered. So they're heading out to the agency party. And we do see that she gets picked up, right, mm-hmm. by Denise and Denise's husband, Aaron.
Yes. Aww.
So during that whole conversation, Dorit also brings up, oh, yeah, my house is for sale, because Denise notices that the house is for sale. I guess right. It has a for sale sign. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, and she's like, yeah, you know, we're just looking for a bigger backyard for the kids. And it's like,
aren't they on, like, how many acres?
Yeah, it's like, it's not the real reason. We kind of know it because of what's been going on. I do hope that in the reunion, though, that she's able to speak her truth and to kind of talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
I think she should make a wig line or a hairline. And
that's
I think,
what I said. She's like,
yeah,
fashionable.
I think she's going to make a lot of money off of that. Like, because, like, you know, her style and her hair, her, like, different looks.
She looked amazing.
Yeah.
She always looks really good.
Yeah.
If something was up with the ponies, you guys. And then Cynthia came with it. Like, how did she know?
I think, you know, ladies.
I'm like, who did you talk to?
I just knew that it's going to be in season. And it's like the easiest hairstyle, whether you want to be casual or you want to be fancy and dressed up.
It's
like, let me tell you, ladies. It's like the best. You have this, like, confidence. Like, I didn't even know I had when
I love. I honestly love ponytails.
Yeah.
It's like next week I'm coming with the pony.
Yes. Yes.
That inner J Lo with the pony.
That's why Jenny I understand.
It just adds like a sass. And that's what Dorit was saying. Yeah. Remember, Dorit was saying that tonight. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's my pony, not me.
Yeah. So we're all getting ready for this agency party, and you kind of see all the ladies, right? We see people coming up with wigs. Everybody has their makeup artist. It's like the really big deal.
Makeup artist.
That's Mandy. And also, what were your initial thoughts going into this agency party? Did we think that Camille was actually going to bring in the heat, or was it kind of, what was our expectations overall? What do you guys think?
She's so up and down. I feel like it's so weird. Honestly, she just might, sorry, I'm getting hot. She just came in, like, I felt like she was trying to show off. Like, in
you
front of her
Camille
husband,
was
her
trying
friends.
To show off.
Yeah, she came in, like when it left off, she was fine. She said she understood all of this, and then she came in like that.
Well, yeah, when she enters, she says, I feel like I'm back in high school with these bitches.
She's the one who's acting like she was in high school.
Like, when you give out that energy of reactant, mm-hmm. guess what you're going to get in return? Reactant energy. If you go in and just say, you know what, this isn't the time and the place. Let me have a good time for my friend Kyle, who was my maid of honor. Let me be there for her and support mm-hmm. her and deal with all of that drama another time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Words
honestly,
wisdom.
I even have notes right here. I even have notes right here, and it's like, honestly, can anybody ever have a nice event? Like, there's always, somebody's always got to try to sabotage it.
But
nobody could ever have their night.
But I feel like this is what was needed. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is the drama that was needed because it was the season finale. It was the final episode. And did you notice that as soon as she left, everyone just kind of went back to normal? And they were like, okay, yeah, let's mm-hmm. cheers and let's all get along and be okay. That's not really Beverly Hills. It's not Housewives material.
Right.
So
it looked really bad.
Yeah. So as soon as Camille walks in, she starts saying how she felt really ganged up on. And that she kept on using those words, right? And the first person that she goes to, right, is like the people who were at the bar.
Right.
And then everybody, it was hard to keep up and see who she was talking to and what they were saying. Then she brought in LVP. Right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do we think it was okay for her to bring an LVP into this conversation?
No.
I think she needs one day to be in the hood and see what ganged up is.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I'm sorry, but like, she...
Ooh, yes. Sound effects are on point tonight.
I know, but like, ganged up, you go in telling...
She started talking about somebody's financial problems
in front of everybody.
She felt attacked. She felt like they were cornering her up, and so that's why she...
Dirty. It's like, oh, like Denise was saying tonight, like, just because you get attack doesn't mean it's okay for you to attack back. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's petty. She should have just got up and walked away. Like, there's so many other things that she could have done other than, like, hitting below the belt.
Yeah.
In front of everybody at that table.
Yeah.
Like, you need attention that bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't you guys think there's, like, layers that and layers from this conversation, like, first it started? Remember when she was organizing her party and she was saying how talking smack about Dorit behind... to Lisa.
Yeah, she yeah.
So it was like, that was the first layer. And then it was the whole situation going back to LVP and the ladies thinking that they weren't, she wasn't ganging up on LVP, but then she was when they were all together and how she talked about her teeth and her guns.
Yeah, it's just such low blows. It's disgusting. Like, the way that she talks. I don't know. It's just, it's unnecessary.
It's kind of all the women are by themselves now. You got to deal with it, get out, or, you know... It is what it is. Oh, like,
and what is shut it down? Shut it down. What does that even mean?
Shut it down.
Like, what does that even mean? Like, shut yourself down. Like, what? Like, I didn't understand that.
Yeah. So then Lisa, right, jumps into this whole conversation and she goes to Camille and she's like, mm-hmm. can we have a chat? She's like, no, we can't. No. Yeah. But the men knew better. They were like, let's back away from this and let them have
their talk. Her husband's smart. He kept his mouth shut. I wonder if he was embarrassed.
Did you see him on the sidelines?
If my wife was acting like that, like, at a party, let alone on television, like, I get you're on a show, I get it. But, like, seriously, I oh, man.
I would be embarrassed.
I'd be embarrassed.
I'd be like, I can't go out with you in public if you don't know how to behave. Yeah. Like,
and that was with, like, no alcohol. She had just came to the party, I mean, from what we know of. Like, dang, I don't want to see her.
She brought two friends with her, and she brought her husband.
That's what I'm saying. She's showing off. She was showing off.
But I realized that she has something.
You don't think so?
She has something internal going on with healing process.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that when you're healing with, you know, losing stuff and, you know, losing all, whatever that you're losing, death, anything, you don't lash out on people. You deal with it and you say, you know what? This is what's bothering me. This is what I need to get away from everybody.
It should actually open your eyes to be able to deal with things better in life. Yeah, and show you what's really important.
And say, like, I need a friend right now because I'm in pain. I need a friend. That's what she needed
Instead
to say.
Negative is going to bring negative.
Yeah.
So you have negativity going on in your life. Like, don't vote. Like, it's just hard. Like,
yeah, she probably feels all this pressure, and then her outlet is just to attack people.
Right.
And then at the end, that's what she ended it with. She said,
yeah.
You know, I feel not only do I feel attacked, but I've been going through a lot, so I don't have the time to deal with this. But it's like, you just told everybody.
So you expect everybody else to. Yeah, you expect everybody to be on your side because you're going through stuff, but you can treat everybody like crap.
Yeah.
Not cool.
But then it was interesting because Denise got into the mix, and we've never really seen Denise get into a mix this season. She's kind of always been on the sidelines, and she's analyzed. And I
think
that's
why she exploded.
I get it. Yes. I get why she did it too, because this is her first season. So she's like, this is my first rodeo.
How Camille, like, kept her mouth shut to Denise? Mm-hmm. Denise was putting her in her place, girl. And I was like, Camille's, like, intimidated. I could tell Camille's intimidated by her.
Yeah, because did you see how close they were to each other?
Yeah.
Like, they were literally like this.
Denise is like, you back off. I was like, yes, girl.
At the same time, like, what are you showcasing to people who are watching this, that this is okay to get in people's face and fight? And this is reality. This is reality. Petty women fighting for any, like, I mean, I go through it and it's like jealousy and no.
Do you think Denise got into her face as well?
Yeah, and I think that, no, that's not, you deal with it in a different way. She shouldn't have done that. I mean, I wanted to see that because it's like juicy drama, right? But in reality, you don't want to showcase that to younger ladies or younger girls growing up because they're watching this. Like,
yeah, I think what happened is she, you know how we kind of saw that snippet of they're saying their goodbyes after the dinner and how they seem to have gotten along and gotten past things. And we even saw her kind of like apologizing to the girls a little bit. But then after that, what happened was she went straight to LVP and had a conversation with her.
And LVP probably lit some fire under her.
Exactly.
And was like, stick up for yourself. And then she came and she did it. Like,
but she also apologized to Dorit, but I just didn't feel that was a sincere.
No.
It was just like aggressive, passive aggressive.
Like grabbing. She had to.
Yeah. Like it wasn't, I don't know, something was just off with her that night. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah, she was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But Dorit was scared of her. She was like, oh, God, I'm shaking. And then she kept on walking. It was like, okay.
Get Sakurdy,
Denise went up into the restroom, right? And then Denise went after. And then she was like, you know, just be easy. Take it easy. And then, right, we saw Teddy and Camille. And I, personally, I'm not a fan of Teddy. I think this whole season has left such a bad taste in my mouth for her that when I just see her arguing, I don't even pay attention to what she's saying anymore. I just zone her out, and I'm, like, looking elsewhere.
That's how I feel with Camille. It's exactly how I feel with Camille.
So she tells, Camille tells Teddy, you've just been so annoying. You've been so annoying.
You love that.
I do. Then the conversation comes up about Camille's daughter. Now, do we agree that Camille should stand up for her daughter?
It was hearsay. Camille, it's not like Camille was there and saw it. Her friend told her that. Mm-hmm. And then Camille's like, yes, you did. It's like, you don't know that. Like, that's what you're being told, but you really, you don't know that. Like,
okay.
And there's a way to come about it. Like, there's a way to talk about it rather than, like, my daughter.
Like, girl, we've been snubbed by celebrities before. Like, and I'm here, and I'm still living my life happy as can be. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just let it get to you. Like, talk about it. Like, laugh about it. Like, oh, and then if Teddy sees her daughter, just be like, hey, sweetie, like, I'm sorry. You know, that's it. Like, don't make it a big deal.
Oh, but she made it. Yeah. Well, you know what?
She's just looking for excuses to be pissed off at everyone. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This digs a little bit deeper because I saw a snippet for the reunion next week, and it looks like there's some conspiracy that went on behind the scenes.
In regards to
Camille's daughter and that whole interaction with Teddy.
Oh, so you think, like, it might have really happened?
So I think it might have really happened, but I think someone told Teddy to do it.
Again?
No, during that time, that first time when they were leaving Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much of it because
Teddy
it was just a quick
stop
snippet.
Listening to people and just be herself.
Exactly.
But I feel like Teddy
she
speaks
needs to be accountable.
Up. She speaks up and then she looks like she wants to cry because she
all
can't
the
take
time.
The heat. But you know what? Like, if you are afraid of people, don't speak up and just say, talk to them nicely and don't
send
feel
them
like.
A text message.
Yeah.
Like, write them a letter and then take a picture as proof that
you
sent it to them.
Literally, I thought she was going to cry like 15 times in the episode.
I'm surprised she didn't cry tonight.
I'm surprised
Teddy didn't cry tonight.
Teddy didn't cry.
But she looked very beautiful in her suit, I have to say.
We have a special segment coming up later on that has to do with our favorite top three favorite outfits of the night.
Yay,
and we also have news coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
But as always, we appreciate you guys always tuning in and listening to us on iTunes, on our podcast, and on YouTube as well. We read all of your comments and we appreciate every single one of them. If you're on YouTube, make sure you give us a thumbs up.
No thumbs down.
Thumbs up are so much better. And if you shout us, if you give yourself and let us know that you've actually commented, we'll definitely give you a shout out here next week. We appreciate you guys always tuning in as always, and we love that you guys help us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on, right? Any final thoughts on the night in itself of that agency party?
Yeah. Camille, like, walked in with heat, and then when it got too hot, she walked out. Like, she pulled a Lisa Vanderpump. Like, I think that she really wants to be Lisa Vanderpump. Like, she wants to take her place. Like, she really wants to take her place.
Okay, you bring up a really good point. Do you guys think she will get that diamond?
I think she will. She's bringing a lot of drama this season, and TV, and especially reality, it's about drama.
Yeah.
People want to see drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watch it because I don't have drama. Well, I do have drama. Everyone has drama. But yeah, like, it's not my drama, so it's enjoyable. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, cool. Like, they're going, ding.
Right.
So they're going at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think, Cynthia?
I think there's going to be somebody.
I'm sorry, can you just whip your ponytail?
I whip my hair.
I think there's going to be someone else that's going to replace her and have more drama than that. And
really?
I can't
Camille?
Wait.
Camille or LVP?
Both.
Oh, really? You don't think he... Oh,
no.
Wow. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think someone big. I was... You know, when they were mentioning
Since they brought Denise in, because it's like a kind of different thing, so you think that they're going to bring somebody like that?
Yeah, I think they're going to bring somebody. No, someone, I think they're going to bring someone really powerful. Last time they were saying Kathy Hilton, right? She was in the talks, but then they were like, no, that's not great. So I keep on thinking, like, man, who would be really, really great to be part of the Housewives and take LVP spot. Because in all honesty, Kyle can't handle it.
This would be so funny so if it was Paris too. I like Hilton Kyle. And Nicole Richie, those
oh,
two.
God. Oh my gosh. See, but then you have like this whole big age difference, right? Yeah.
So it's gotta be someone around there.
So it's gotta be a Teddy cannot come back. Somebody cannot come back.
No Camille.
No. I do think, you know what? Who brought Camille? Well, Camille was back in LVP and Kyle were friends. Mm-hmm. But Camille and Kyle aren't that very close. So maybe I don't think Camille will be back unless she gets a diamond.
Kim Richards.
I don't want to see Kim back. No, I'm sorry.
I think Kim is better not being part of the show.
I think so too.
For her mental state and for everything that she's been through.
I want to see somebody strong mentally who can take it.
I swear you read my mind. I was like this type of thing is for people who can like handle the heat. If you can't Kim, she's too, I'm not saying she's weak. I'm just saying like too much going on to where it's affecting her a lot more deeply than the others. That's what I think.
She probably just wants to be a grandmother.
Yeah, she wants. Yeah. And give everybody a bunny.
She has such a... You get a bunny, you get a bunny. She has a more softer side to her.
Yeah. Right.
I keep breaking my head. I have no idea who
I don't think... I don't know either. I really don't.
But they do definitely need a shake-up.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, for sure.
So, any final thoughts for you, Cynthia, on the party?
Actually, you know who I was thinking? Mm-hmm. What if... Kim Kardashian's mother.
Oh, Chris,
like
she is way too good for that.
That is
I would think that she's like a powerhouse. So? Like she would definitely bring
wow. She Bravo, would be like, you're not Bravo would... if you aren't listening. Yeah. Mike, that's such a good point, Cynthia.
Yes.
Like I think she'd be perfect for it too.
I think that would be a shakeup, like somebody completely that you wouldn't even think about.
Can I see her getting on anybody's face?
Yeah.
Or getting on Teddy's and being like, Teddy, you have to be accountable.
Or Khloe Kardashian, maybe?
She's going to get on there and try to manage everyone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I love it.
She's going to sell everything as she does on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
In the confessional, she's going to be like, and here is Kim's new page, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then Kylie.
She's a powerhouse. She's strong. Like, I just think that she would bring something to the table. Definitely.
Yeah. Viewers, let us know your thoughts. That's a very interesting topic.
Who do you guys want to see?
Who do you guys want to see? If it's Kris Jenner, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. After everything takes place, right, the ladies give a toast and cheers, and everybody kind of, like, takes their own way. And I'm thinking, like, okay, this is the final. This is uh-huh. it. But then, no, we jump to 6 months later.
Right.
And all the ladies start
and
coming
And Kyle's
in.
Hair was still the same length. I was confused about that.
Oh, yeah.
I was real confused about that.
They all look, I feel as they were walking in, they all looked very refreshed.
They all matched. They all color coordinated.
Right?
Yes.
They were all like, it was like spring. Like, it was so beautiful.
It was?
It was like a kumbaya.
It was a kumbaya
moment. Seriously, I was like, wow, like these, like, this is so nice.
They were all walking in so refreshed and just looking great. The food,
the
flowers.
Was like, the bowl was like that deep. I'm like, oh my God, that salad looked delicious.
I love Lisa Rinna's neon green shoes. Or
I didn't
heels.
Even see those.
Yeah, they were like so bright. I loved it. I loved the bright color. I loved seeing Erica Jane. She just looked so
stunning.
Yes, beautiful.
Stunning. That woman is beautiful.
It's like something was different in her face.
It was like she like had some sort of like an epiphany and she just, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Like namaste.
Namaste.
Well,
whatever you're doing, girl, keep on doing it.
Yeah, Erica, can you give me some pointers, girl? Because you look beautiful and you look at peace.
She looked at peace.
Give me some of that.
So they're all in this table, right? And then I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to talk about? They're probably going to talk about what's going on in life. No. They start talking about their run-in with LVP.
Right.
Seems like every single one of them had a run-in with her. So let's start talking about the run-in between Lisa and LVP.
Oh, the high moment?
The high moment and how she made that comment.
When she said hello.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then when she made that comment and saying, like, do you need any money? Do you want me to spare you? What did she say? Do you want me to spare you some cash?
Yeah, like, why couldn't you just say, can I help you with something?
Do you think Lisa should have even approached LVP?
Well, it's like she probably made that gesture.
No. You said Lisa approached LVP. Yeah. Oh, Lisa
Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump probably made that sound because it's like you're seeing a mean girl. She had every right to say that. But Rinna, why would you say that? Like, come on. Just be like, may I help you with something?
The cameras were still on. That's why.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That, yeah.
What did you think? What do you guys think?
No, that was a very interesting run-in.
Right.
And then her fingernails were wet. I totally agree with Erica. Who, like, everybody gets gel manicure now. You don't get your nails painted.
Well, some of us still get a manicure because it's cute for that one day.
I get gel.
It's quicker. Because it's quicker to dry and it lasts longer.
Right. So then Lisa's, chatting it up and saying how she ran into LVP. And then all of a sudden, we also hear that Kyle runs into LVP. And this kind of softened my heart. What did you guys think? Did you guys think that this was actually a moment that Kyle thought that she was going to have her friend back?
Yeah, it makes me really sad because I feel like Kyle still holds hope. Like, I feel like Lisa holds, like, the, what do you call it? Like, the power in all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys agree? How it's like, oh, whenever Lisa wants to apologize, and everybody's like waiting, like, oh, have you talked to LVP? It's kind of sad.
But how can you trust somebody after they think you're a liar and they're this and then that? Like,
I mean, I get it, but I can't believe that, like, literally they're not friends. Like, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm. I think that it will come to a point where Lisa and, you know, Kyle will be friends again. I don't think that's just going to be the end of it. But I did think that it was very sad how Kyle said, I felt like it was our old times.
Yeah.
That we were talking without any cameras, without anybody around us, nobody to influence any of us.
Right.
And yet they weren't still able to resolve their issue. I wonder how long that conversation took place for.
I know.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe she'll say something at the reunion. I don't know. But everybody else was also, you know, keeping their eyes wide open and seeing what was going to happen with LVP. I'm surprised Dorit hasn't run into her.
Yeah.
You know, because of PK and
oh, yeah. I forgot about
Ken.
That.
I wonder, do you guys still think they have a friendship going on?
I don't know. I haven't, like, heard anything about it, so no? I don't know.
It's like, run.
Well, running. at the end of everything, right, we got to see the ladies and they all look stunning.
Yes.
I have to say, because I wrote this down, I like Lisa and Erica as friends. You know, they have this little montage of them.
They're cute.
Yeah, I think, do you guys like their friendship?
They're both little fireballs, so I think they're
like
for each
the
other.
Next Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Like,
they're
really
perfect.
Mm-hmm. I
wrote this down. I do want to see Rinna be a backup dancer for Erica.
Oh, oh my God. Could you imagine?
She'd be doing like her 80s like exercise moves.
Get it, girl.
Like she does on her Instagram.
So I'm rolling my chair. Sorry, kids.
Yeah. So that was definitely something else. Any final thoughts on tonight's episode, ladies? Do you guys have any final thoughts?
I thought it was like really...
Was it a good end to the season?
I think so, but I thought it was like kind of awkward that like all of the ladies were like having their like summer lunch. Their summer brunch, and then it goes to Lisa, and she's just like, pink roses.
Yeah,
I love my dogs. Drinking tea. Like, I'm just like, okay. Like,
that was sad.
Okay. Yeah. No. It was like, where was the sad music? It was so sad.
Yeah. What do you think, Cynthia?
Of course, I always want to see Lisa Vanderpump. I'm so excited. I did get to see her with her cute little dogs. But I thought that this scene with, you know, them eating, that was something Lisa Vanderpump would do. Mm-hmm. So I felt like that was kind of shady towards her. Like, because she would do something like that.
Have
all her friends with the little tea and the food.
But, like, everybody's allowed to host.
Yeah.
But that's a Lisa thing.
Yeah, that's like
her. Yeah, it's her signature.
Yeah, that was her signature outside and with the flowers and everything. And but I want to see Lisa Vanderpump out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, so who's the new? I want to know, like, who are her new friends? Like, honestly, who are, like, her new friends? Who's her new little posse?
Yeah.
So I've been following her I follow Lisa on Twitter, and Nicolette Sheridan, I don't even know if I'm saying her name.
Oh,
right. Yes,
really?
I'm sorry. Apparently, they're both going to team up for something. But
nice.
But then she tweeted out, not Lisa, but Nicolette.
Uh-huh.
She said that they weren't gonna work together, that it was another project. So I'm kind of curious to see what's happening between them. But there's definitely something
in
the works.
If she replaces her on the show, she's going to bring the heat because she's a strong one.
Yes, she definitely is.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Yes, she is.
So I think maybe that's in the works. Or maybe Lisa's going to have her own show.
Ooh.
Or, I don't know. But it was definitely sad to see her and see that little last touch in the ending. But you're right, because Lisa always is the one to host.
Yes.
She's always the one that's been doing it. She did that. So for someone to go and do it kind of the same way that she wants to do it, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies, let's move on to our special segment of our top three favorite outfits of the night. Bing! Okay. There you go. Cynthia, do you want to go first?
Oh, me? Okay. Yes. The fashionista extraordinaire.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So I have to say one of my top favorite outfits was Kyle Richards with that red velvet dress.
Oh, the ponytail. Yes.
The ponytail. Of course, I loved it. Yeah. I think she just brought in the heat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She looked fabulous. Also, Erica Jane, of course.
Oh,
I loved
it. Sorry.
I can't choose. I've just never been that person. But I will stick with Kyle Richards.
Awesome.
I liked the pink wig, Erica. Like, the night of the agency. Did I take yours?
Yes, you took
yours. That's how you're like, no. Yeah. Because she took yours. Shut it down.
I know.
Shut it down, my tail.
Oh, my God. You know what? That was my favorite. You know, Erica.
Her wigs, whoever does her wigs, I need some help.
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her
so
assistant wears them to, like, do the training on them or, like, mold it.
So I will be your hair model.
Yes.
Erica. I love pink hair is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. She was definitely my favorite.
But you knew who started pink hair first? Frenchie from Greece.
Oh, yeah. Frenchie.
Yes.
Yes, that was definitely my favorite. And I did, but then I guess to switch it up, I did like Dorit's pony.
I did too.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Ponies
it was really nice.
In.
And it was very a classic look. It didn't look forced.
Yes.
So that was definitely our favorite. All right, we're going to jump into our news.
Getting there. All right, guys. So this is from People Magazine. Lisa Vanderpump posts farewell tribute to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after 9 years. I'm probably going to cry if I watch this.
Oh my
no,
gosh.
Really. So Lisa Vanderpump has officially said goodbye to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after 9 years and 9 seasons. Vanderpump, who is 58, bid farewell to hit the Bravo reality series ahead of the season 9 finale on Tuesday. And you can go ahead and find out. Oh, there it is. Oh, how sad is this? Tears.
She posted this on her Twitter?
Tears. Yeah. No, her Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, so she captioned with a red heart emoji, Vanderpump closed her years-long chapter on the show. Sad. So you can watch the video montage on her Instagram page or this People magazine link.
Yeah, because she's not going to be there for the reunion.
So sad.
So this is pretty much it for Lisa. Probably see her on Vanderpump Rules.
What did you guys? Okay, really quick. What did you guys think about the Caesar's Palace thing of like when they were talking?
Yeah,
that was over the top.
I love it.
I do. Too.
I know. I'm like that. Lisa can never do any wrong.
I like it.
I thought it was too much.
But it's
Vegas.
I know.
You only live once. No, okay.
You only live
I love Vegas because you guys are ganging up on me.
You guys are ganging up on me. I feel really attacked and you need to shut it down.
Shut it down.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's true though. It's Vegas.
Oh, I get it. It was Caesar's Palace, so I get the theme of it. Okay, okay.
They could have all, like, been in agreement like this. Nobody said, like, that's pretty cool. Everybody was like, no, she did something
extra.
Because
they're mad at her. Because they're on
still that. Holding on
but
to
it. But it's like, just let her be her. Just that's all she wants. Let her be her. That's it. Like, let
well,
her
she
be glamorous and bougie.
Be themselves then, too.
Mm-hmm. That's where there's a problem. All right, let's jump into our predictions.
Boom.
Yeah, our predictions. Next week is
reunion. Part one.
It's a three-part reunion.
Ay, Dios mío.
I know.
Yes.
We ready.
So prediction. What do we think will happen the first episode, reunion part one?
I don't think anything's going to happen to where, like, Andy has to, like, get up and get involved. That's more of, like, an Atlanta thing. But I think that... no, really? Really? Yeah. I really think that there's going to be some reconciliations. Like, I feel like people are going to be able to talk. With Lisa not being there, I feel like people are going to be able to talk and have a resolution, and it's going to be calm. But there is still going to be...
With Camille?
There's still going to... Oh, yeah.
With Camille?
But episode one, you know? Yeah, I feel part one.
I think they're going to talk about, like, fashion and the good times and their friendship, and then in episode two,
it's gonna get hot and heavy.
Yeah, what the backlash? Who's been talking about who?
Yeah. Oh, because everybody's gonna see it. Because everybody saw the episodes of what they said.
Exactly. I think that what's gonna happen is with the topic of Lisa not being there. I think that's what's gonna take over part one.
Do you think they're gonna show any of her behind the scenes, like talking? And do you think they're gonna bring that up too?
I wonder how Andy's gonna do this, because it's like you're just hearing one side of the story.
Right.
So it's a little bit difficult. I think the ladies are probably gonna be repeating themselves, telling their sides of the story, but there's not gonna be an end of resolution to anything. You know?
So a complete opposite of what I said.
Oh my God. That's my prediction.
That was funny.
But we'll see, right? We'll see what happens, because it's a 3-part reunion. Anything can happen. I think they're going to save Camille for the episode three.
Really? Part three, because she wasn't here at the parts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So save the juicy stuff. Although I think it should have just been a 2-part reunion. I don't think they should extend it to 3. But
I do, because I love watching it and I want to be here.
Do you think there's going to be cat fights? My known cat noises, but I'm waiting for those cat fights.
Yeah,
I love it.
We'll definitely. Do you think any heels are going to be flying?
No, but I think someone's going to take their heels off and compare.
Any wigs coming off?
Oh, Erica, no wigs falling out, please. All right, well, that's it for our show tonight. We'd like to thank every one of you for tuning in. But before we say goodbye, Cynthia, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on my Instagram at CynthiaNicole5. And also, if you want to be glamorous like us for all of the episodes 1, 2, and 3, just DM me in my Instagram or tweet it your glamorous outfit. And we'll post it if you want.
I'm Amanda Terry, and you can find me on my Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite, and I'm also on the after show for Southern Charm, which is Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. It's getting so good, you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you here next week.
Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.